Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name's Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. A person has died as a direct result of Storm Louis. The motorist was killed yesterday after his car was swept into a river in Deux-Sèvres. Winds between 100 and 135 kilometres an hour were recorded yesterday in the north of the country. The SNCF has suspended trains in Hauts-de-France, Brittany, Normandy and New Aquitaine as a security measure. Yesterday evening, 90,000 homes had power cuts. The environmental collective Earth Uprising, or Les Soulèvements de la Terre, will not be invited to tomorrow's debate with Emmanuel Macron to mark the opening of this year's agricultural show. The Élysée rescinded the activist group's invitation after the head of the farming union, FNSEA, threatened to not attend the debate if representatives from Earth Uprisings were also present. The debate, which comes in the midst of the agricultural crisis and is scheduled to last for at least a couple of hours, is the opportunity for the president to talk to farmers, as well as agricultural distributors, manufacturers and environmental activists. The imam of Bagnols-sur-Cèze, Majoub Majoubi, was expelled from France yesterday evening. The announcement came from Minister of the Interior Gérald Darmanin. Majoubi was arrested after making controversial remarks during his sermons in which he conveyed a violent view of Islam. The wife and daughter of Alexei Navalny met US President Joe Biden in California yesterday, a week after the death of the main opposition leader in Russia. Biden said that Navalny left a legacy of courage and held Russian President Vladimir Putin responsible. Biden pledged that today the United States would unveil major new sanctions against Russia. And finally, in a first since the Apollo space program last night, an American probe landed on the moon. The Odysseus probe was sent there by Texan company Intuitive Machines, which is now the first private company to send anything to the moon. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.